We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome to the Comic Cosmonaut. I am your host, Lee, and I have been out for a little while working on a big project with my community. However, I'm back, and it's time to talk about the Hubble Space Telescope. The Hubble Space Telescope launched 34 years ago today. It's the 34th anniversary, and I couldn't be happier just because it's given us such iconic photos, such amazing opportunities to observe the universe, and marvel at its wonder and glory, and I just love it so much. It's incredible, really. Like, just human beings looking at the universe, part of the universe, looking out at the universe itself to discover what is out there. And that is incredible, and Hubble has helped us do that, and it has helped pave the way for the James Webb Space Telescope to help usher in a new era of astronomy and observational astronomy at that. So, that is wonderful, and I am so stoked about it. Speaking of telescopes, that's the big news. We are starting an observatory, a mobile observatory in the Tri-County area of North Carolina. If you don't know where the Tri-County area is, it's a very poor area. It's Nash, Edgecombe, and Wilson counties. And we are going around to urban areas and rural areas to help them discover the universe. And it's going to be incredible. So I'm going to read off a little bit of the website just to give you a little bit of information, and if you want to help out in any way, please don't hesitate to email me, please don't hesitate to call, contact us in some way, or if you just want to help out by donating something, that works too. Like, you know, you don't have to donate, like, money. We're not just in it for monetary value, because it's a non-profit. We're in it for the opportunity to educate younger people, adults, and elders. Anyone who's young or experienced can come out and see the universe for what it is, and that's what we're into it for. So if you want to donate old astronomy equipment that you have that you don't think you need anymore, absolutely, we'd love that. If you want to donate newer astronomy equipment, that works too, because, like, we plan on having, like, a whole science, like, mobile science station that's, like, you know, educational. I'll get into it. I'm getting ahead of myself, so let's just start with the website. Okay, so the Mobile Observatory is a project that is very important to those who love STEM and support STEM education in North Carolina and the eastern United States. This project is to bring a local and remote observatory, remote being where anyone can use it around the world from their computers by watching our live stream and requesting to see objects, and science education center to the rural part and, you know, of course, urban parts of North Carolina, eastern North Carolina, particularly the Tri-County area, like I mentioned before. It will be entirely open to the public, and anyone from any type of background who has a passion for or curiosity to learn more about space can come and will be welcomed with excitement. The technology we are purchasing and receiving and setting up will be able to examine and take pictures of other galaxies, differentiate what type of galaxies they might be, also include various nebula and natural satellites. We will, you know, send out various informational charts for children, adults, and elders with the data we collect and the data they help us collect, because we are going to have opportunities for people to involve themselves in this. It's incredible. The Science Education Center, if you wanted to donate, say, an older telescope, that is not entirely useless. Telescopes, no matter old or new, are perfect for this project because it's an observatory. So if you have an older telescope and you want to show it off and, like, you know, donate it and say, like, you helped out, that's perfect because I can show kids what telescopes used to be and usher them into the new digital era and age by showing them the newer telescopes we have that are completely digital, and the newer telescopes we have that aren't completely digital, but, like, you know, traditional, and how they're different than what they used to be. And it's going to be awesome. So if you have like old equipment or, you know, newer equipment or anything you'd like to donate that you feel could be of use to this observatory and science center, like mobile science center, that would be incredible. And you'd be doing such a great job at helping a very underfunded STEM education field in North Carolina. Honestly, we are very underfunded in our school systems, in our educational systems, and I want to change that for the STEM field in any way that I can. And we are working on it right now. So being the lead astronomer and currently an astronomy student in college pursuing an education in space studies, my passion is to bring astronomy to life for kids and adults of all ages. I believe space and space exploration is meant for everyone, so I started this project with my family and friends' support, and that support has grown to include the community of Rocky Mount, Nashville, and Wilson. And this mobile observatory will come to specific hotspots around the state of North Carolina at first, and then we plan to expand to the eastern United States as a whole, but that will be much, much further in the future. It will eventually be remote in a way where people can watch the live stream wherever we set up the observatory, whenever we set up the observatory for function, and they can see what we're showing and educating people about via the live stream. They'll be able to hear us, what we're talking about, say if we're talking about the Seven Sisters, the Pleiades, and we'll be able to educate them with fun facts about it, and then we'll be able to move on to various other things and just like let them know what's going on, and it'll just be an amazing educational adventure. Like I was talking about before, STEM education is very scarce in the Tri-County area, Nash, Edgecombe, and Wilson, in North Carolina. So we want to jump in with our nonprofit mobile observatory and go around to various towns, whether it be urban, such as Rocky Mount, Nash, and Edgecombe, or rural, such as Black Creek, Wilson County. And eventually, we plan to offer our services to colleges, high schools, and various educational efforts in the area to add to the STEM education effort, since it is so scarce in these counties we are speaking of. If the local groups are interested in this, we plan to team up with the astronomy clubs that are local to the area. There's not many of them. There's about one. We also know various STEM teachers in the area who are super interested in getting this off the ground, want to get this boosted, want to get this in the area as soon as possible. And by doing this with the clubs and the teachers and the volunteers, this will overall boost the aspect of community togetherness, which is something I've always wanted to do in my community, because we've always been very split in the community aspect because of such an underrepresented area. It's a very underrepresented area, the Tri-County area is, and we just want to just nurture the wonders that people have suppressed for ages due to the lack of STEM funding and educational efforts in our local community. And our local community is very, very underrepresented in STEM and in a lot of aspects. And I find that very unfortunate, but there is a way we can fix that. And this is one of the ways that I want to give back to my community through this nonprofit. So how's it going to work? This mobile observatory is a project that recently started in the end of 2020. Back when my podcast started to really take off, and it's being pushed into its second phase just now. The first phase was developing the prototype of the vehicle and what we wanted and how we wanted it to function as like an organization. And now the second phase is making that happen by purchasing the equipment, setting up headquarters, and receiving donations, whether that be equipment donations or monetary donations, and scheduling our first meet. And I have an idea of where the first meet is going to be, and I'm super excited about it. More of the functionality is it will operate out of multiple vehicles with our astronomy equipment. Eventually, we're going to have just one set vehicle for this, but right now we have two vehicles that we operate out of, and we plan to make a live feed for all to view, you know, like hook up our astronomy astrophotography cameras and overall have it feed into our computers and into our monitors. And overall onto the website for a live stream, a whole live stream that anyone in the world can watch. We will also have monitors outside the vehicles for viewings, so our digital telescopes will feed directly into those monitors, and you will be able to see deep space objects through the monitors set up outside, and you will also be able to look through a traditional telescope set up for, like, you know, you to figure out how traditional telescopes work, and then you'll be able to see how the digital telescopes work and vice versa. It'll be amazing, and this mobile observatory will be accessible to anyone of any income and age. It'll be available to homeschoolers, public schoolers, university students for research, and anyone who would like to explore the night sky for a certain period and or research independently. In the future, we plan to, like, you know, we plan for this observatory to be remote via live stream, and everyone from around the world will be able to use it once we're equipped with proper technology and proper funding and further funding. This observatory will be one of a kind, considering it'll be usable by all people in the area, visitors from outside the area, visitors in the area who can operate this observatory and visit us at any time whenever we're set up. This project means a lot to our team and a lot to our volunteers, because it encourages and promotes STEM learning and scientific development in the area, and it's a fun family activity that all can get together and do by visiting and learning about the cosmos and various physical sciences, and taking the joy of science and learning research to a whole new level. That is the Lightyear Mobile Observatory. Our mission is to make the universe accessible to all. The deep space objects accessible to all. So you can marvel in the wonder of the universe with all the rest of us. And it is amazing. I love it. And we have so much support. We have so much support in the community. We have so much support outside of our own community. In different states, people are interested in this and have been sending donations of equipment. You know, just different things that are super valuable to us, and we are actually making this happen. This is set to launch and be usable by either the end of summer or, like, the beginning of, like, winter this year. So, like, you know, it's going to be somewhere in between that portion of the year. Overall, the last bit of the website tells the mission, and this is the whole mission and statement that I had to make on my behalf. And that was, I'm Lee Denton, known as Lee Haley on the Comet Cosmonaut. And I'm the lead astronomer at Lightyear Mobile Observatory. This project is about creating a fully operational mobile observatory to take to different hotspots around the area in the United States of America for people to look at the cosmos and see the universe from a whole new perspective. It'll have digital and traditional telescopes, astrophotography equipment, and computers for data analysis and planetary viewings. Overall, this is an extremely important project to us because it makes science accessible to all people, young and experienced. So I can't wait to see what comes of it. Thank you so much for your support. And if you'd like to find out more, please feel free to request more information, like and follow our projects on social media or through our webpage. And whoever would like to contribute with equipment or monetary donation to our educational nonprofit can if they would like. This is so important for science because it makes it open and accessible to people who may not be able to afford telescopes or have the proper lighting to set one up at home. We will always remain free and run off donations for as long as we function. Thank you for all the support. Find out more about our story by asking the astronomer herself, Lee Denton. So, now you guys know my name. With all this being said, thank you so much for your support. If you just support the podcast, you have supported making this happen. Just because the podcast got so popular, the idea was actually pushed into a reality. And I was never expecting that. I just want to thank you all so much. And I'm sorry if I don't sound super interesting today. This was just me venting about what this is and how we are going to do it and how we plan to do it, because I'm very passionate about putting change together in my community. And this is one way to bring change and togetherness amongst all people in my community. And that is something we don't see very much in Nash, Edgecombe, and Wilson, to be honest. So, with all this being said, I just want to say thank you. I'm Lee Denton. This has been the Comet Cosmonaut. And please, if you would, go to lightyearobservatory.com. Just read up about it. Maybe subscribe to the email letter, like the newsletter, the emails. You can ask questions if you want on that website. And you can follow us at, you know, Lightyear Mobile Observatory, you know, or Lightyear Observatory on Instagram and stuff like that. You just type it in the search bar, it'll come up. And on Twitter, or X now, as Lightyear NC. On Facebook, Lightyear Mobile Observatory, or Lightyear Observatory. And, like, you know, you'll know it when you see it. And, you know, just give us a shout out and say, hey, I'm into it. You know, I want in on it. If you want in on it, we'll help you. Like, we'll bring you on. Like, you know, if you want to be a volunteer, obviously you're going to have to pass background check because you're going to be around children and adults and other human beings. So we want you to be background checked. Anyway, you know, you're going to be involved. So, like, you know, you can be involved in any way. Like, you know, you can be a volunteer. You can be... Heck, you can help research if you'd like. I want people to help research. There are so many opportunities for you, and we will email you all the opportunities we have and tell you what you can help with, what we want you to help with, all of it, because you guys are awesome. Anyway, this has been an awesome episode. I'm so excited about this. We are talking to some big name people about how they can help and how they can push this forward and help our community. Because this isn't just about us at Lightyear. This is about you guys. This is about the community as a whole. And bringing together community togetherness. Like, this is about bringing the community together. So, we are all able to just look out at the cosmos. Look out at the stars together one day. And realize, hey, we're all connected through this amazing wonder we have about what's out there and what could be and who we are as people, how we got here, what happened to bring us here. And we are all connected through our chemical makeup because we are all star stuff. So we are a way for the universe to know itself. We are a fantastic thing. Community is a fantastic thing, and I cannot wait to help mine. We've got our eye on some towns to meet up in, we've got our eyes on some schools to help out in, and overall, this is going to be a fantastic project and a fantastic thing. I'm so excited, and there's no other words I can put together other than this is going to be a way for us to draw closer together. Realize the wonder we have is all shared, and that it should be free and available to explore always. And to understand where we came from, how we got here, and the amazing aspects of the universe. So, that's all I have to say. But I get very passionate over these things, and I can't wait to talk about it more. If you want to hear me talk about it more, just call me up. I'm always here. Almost here, just chilling, probably working on the project usually, but Lightyear Observatory, made by Lee Denton, aka Lee Haley, and we've got Dr. John Denton helping us. He's a historian and a amateur astronomer, and always loved astronomy ever since I've known him. And he's what got me into astronomy. And really inspired me to pursue my career goals. And that's all I have to say. And he's been a wonder when it comes to helping with this project. And you guys have been a wonder as well. Just a wonderful thing. I cherish all of you. And I appreciate all of you who listen to this podcast. So thank you. I know it's weird because it doesn't have music in the background. It might have music in the background. I might add some music. Anyway. Have a wonderful day, and I hope to see you out at the Mobile Observatory one day. I can't wait. I'm just so excited. Oh my god. Anyway, thank you guys. Bye-bye.